but a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Parvu Valance.
Parvu Valance. Cue Betty. Oh boy.
Bleep, my diodes are shorting out.
Oh boy, yes, I'm sure they are, Betty. Happy birthday, everybody. It's everyone's birthday today.
Yes!
Today is birthday day.
It's a magical day.
Except for mine. It's not my birthday yet.
Aww.
Well, I don't want to push another year so quickly.
We can make it your honorary birthday. We'll just make it a minus a year. A year or something.
Something like that, maybe. All right. So happy birthday. Happy birthday to Chip Skipper. Happy birthday to Betty. And happy birthday to Rosemary. Because it's just your special day today. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am Betty. Yeah, you heard it right. Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. My diodes are really working overtime, shorting out even, for tonight's episode, number 111, of the Joe and Anthony Show, titled, I Got Lost in a Closet, for Monday, November 11th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
You know that's four in binary, right Betty?
You got it, Anthony.
There you go. Yeah, I think 111 is four in binary speak. Yes, it's
good to know.
I think so. I'm pretty sure of it. You can look it up while I'm doing the Tampa weather.
That could be dangerous.
It could be. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy and 76 with a humidity of 69%. Yes, and there's wine in the studio. It's going to get even more cloudy as the night goes on. The dew point is 66. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. It's a bit of egg roll on the monitor. 65 degrees Fahrenheit, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 65. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Nice weather we've got going on. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 77. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Back to you, Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now, for your Chicagoland weather, take it away, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Betty seems to be rushing tonight's episode along.
Wow. Ooh. Betty, thanks. Wow, what's up with all of that?
I am so stressed.
I know. You know what? You're always stressed out.
Betty's always stressed out.
Anyways, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Chicago. from Midway International Airport. And, you know, I just wanted to say we use Midway International Airport only because, and Anthony uses, what do you use, KTPA, Tampa International Airport.
Well, that's our airport, though. We right. only have and, one airport.
And, well, and that's where the National Weather Service sticks its little weather buoy.
They don't have one. They don't have one at O'Hare, really. That's surprising.
I'm sure they do, but the official one apparently is the official one.
Well, you know what though? Officially, I would get the weather more reliably from Midway myself than I would O'Hare, because you know O'Hare's like out there in Elgin.
Yeah,
it's like it's not really part of Chicago. It's like some annexed farmland out in the middle of nowhere.
It generates its own warmth and coolth. Cold vortex areas.
Is that where the Palmer office chair processing facility is located?
The packing facility. Anyways, unless you're listening live, it's not currently moist and cloudy at 39 degrees. The dew point is 33 degrees and the humidity is at 79%, nice. Giving us no wind chill at all.
None?
The winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, patchy fog between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday night, a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms after midnight. Cloudy with a low around 44. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20.
Ooh.
It's going to be pretty gusty.
It is going to be gusty, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So, but Wednesday, rain likely before noon, partly sunny otherwise with a high near 52. South-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20, so it's going to be another gusty day.
Wow.
Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 35. So, but, you know, that's typical for Chicago. It's fall, and that's what happens. And that's your Chicago, your blah, 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 Chiapa weather for Chicago. Hey, are you catching weekday rush hour with our lovable artificial personality unit, Betty? She questionably plays some interesting content. Sure to make you percolate. Woo! Weekday rush hour with Betty every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Also, visit our website at www.shyampa.info for more information on our latest schedule of broadcast programming. Because you know what? I think if I've been told by the correct little Tweety Bird I listen to, we get a new schedule coming up Monday. Is that correct, Anthony?
Actually, I think Betty started the schedule today.
She did.
She decided to
take. Today's Monday.
Well, yeah, today is Monday. Technically, when the new schedule was published, it was supposed to run until it wasn't supposed to run until next week of Thanksgiving. But I guess Betty got bored with the summer schedule. She said, "Fuck the summer schedule, we're done." And then now we have the winter schedule has cometh. And yeah, and that's
well,
all your
thank you,
is.
Betty.
Thank
yeah.
you, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Hey, check out these shows we recast on Shyampa Radio. From WRFU, the World Labor Hour, CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. Visit our website, www.shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Buddy, 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 buddy out.
Okay, so, thanks, Betty.
So. I have a few promos that I was working on, and I wanted to play one of my promos that I created
let's
this weekend.
It.
So, well, I don't know. Which one do you prefer? I did the Clay People with Ezel. I have the dry cleaner hookers, and then I believe Joe's app corner. So I think
I want to hear Ezel's.
You want to hear Ezel's clay people? Yeah. All right. Here we go.
This has got to be good.
Yeah.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You know, we've been down there for over a week down the bunker, and we're starting to look like the clay people.
Ezel.
Now, you ever heard of clay people?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to.
All right, let me tell you about the thing.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern.
That's a good one, folks. I think that one should be in the rotation hard.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it. So
let's play another one.
You want to do another one? We should go through our thing. Okay, all right. All right, so pick one more. So which one do you want? Do you want the app corner or do you want the dry? We got to do dry cleaner hookers.
Okay, dry cleaner hookers.
Dry cleaner hookers.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
$20 for hookers?
Yes, hey. At the dry cleaners.
Ooh. My dry cleaner never offered. I need to find a new dry cleaner, but my dry cleaner never offered hookers.
My dry cleaner offers donuts
hookers. And hookers. Wow.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, only on Shyamba Radio.
Folks, it's great when you can crack up on your own stuff time and time again.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, so let's go through our TP segment, eh?
Yeah, so, wait. Oh, goddammit, come back here, you stupid window.
The windows just send, you know, your windows seem to like run away from you. What's up with that?
They're very touchy. They're very touchy.
Oh!
So it's everyone's birthday today. If it is your birthday, call us 813-327-8566 because it's Betty's birthday. It's Joe's birthday. Rosemary's getting a birthday today, whether or not she likes it or not. I'm having a birthday. We're all having birthdays. We should all go to Taco Casa Bonita and get free tacos for our birthday.
Yeah.
There you go, Casa Bonita. So
I don't know how that will sit though with the beer and the fizzy water and the chocolate cake
will
and
be
the
casa,
pizza.
Casa Caca. All right, so we're done with the birthday shit. Okay, right. So. Happy birthday.
Fuck the Rays
in their new stadium. I'm sorry. I've never been a big professional sports fan, and I probably never will be. But there has been this debate in Tampa Bay that has been going on for a long time. It's been going on for at least as long as I've been here, and that's been over 10 years now. And the Rays are located, the baseball team, in case you don't know. They are located in and I will admit, it is a shitty stadium in kind of a shitty part of St. Pete that really, honestly, there doesn't really seem to be many businesses around it. It's not like there's a downtown area that's got a lot of traffic and everything, but the stadium itself is kind of in the ghetto. And it's kind of the same way with the football stadium here, too. Anywho, so the whole thing is the Rays have been wanting to move, or everyone's been wanting the Rays to move to a stadium in Tampa. So, of course, we have to build said stadium in Tampa for how many hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars that we need to do it
right.
for. To move them 20 miles, 25 miles is all they're doing, is they're moving 25 miles. And
are they even a winning team?
No, they're a terrible team. They're a terrible team. And the whole thing about it is that it's like the excuse is, well, they have a terrible stadium. You know what? I'm sorry. It doesn't matter where you play. If you are a good professional ball player, you can play in a friggin' playground. You can play in Wrigley Field. You can play in fucking Tropicana Field. I don't care. But it's this whole thing that it's this excuse, well, it's a terrible stadium, and they can't do this, and they can't play well because of their terrible stadium, and we want to build this new stadium in Tampa and crowd up, because they want to like put it like right in Ybor, right next to Ybor, which is terrible for traffic to begin with. Ybor is a nightmare.
And if they had actual functional public transportation,
functional public transportation in Tampa,
like
Florida.
That silly little trolley system. That thing is pathetic.
Oh, the trolley system?
Yeah.
The trolley is useless. I went on it. We went on it like once or twice.
I mean, there should be a system going to the airport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going
totally.
Out to even where you live, there should be a line.
Oh, totally.
That goes
it should be. It
way.
Should be going. It should be going everywhere.
I mean, if it dropped me off in front of that McDonald's, I think by walking, I could get to your house.
Okay. Well, let's not tell everyone too much information about where I reside, Mr. Joe, and then we'll be a lot better that way. So great.
Hey, folks.
The crazy people know I live near a McDonald's.
Speaking of where we're located, did you know, Anthony, that we're now available on the TuneIn app?
We're on the TuneIn app?
Yes.
What's the TuneIn app, Joe?
The TuneIn app is a lovely app that features all sorts of radio stations, including your own local radio stations.
Ooh.
But it also now features Chiampa Radio.
Ooh.
And all you got to do is type Chiampa, and it will find us. There's a few other crazy listings. Just look for the one that says it's 420
somewhere. It's always 420 somewhere, especially in
exactly.
The studio.
Yep.
When the broadcast server's running, it outputs weed. It's just like it has this plume of smoke. That's out of back. Someone told me it's the power supply, but I really think it's just smoking a big old fatty up in there. It's been doing it now for about a week, and everything still seems to run. So it doesn't smell like very good weed, though. It's kind of stinky. Must be that stinky weed. Yeah, tell me about
yuck.
It. So.
So, fondlings.
Everyone's been fondled. Everyone's doing fondling. Everyone's been fondled. I mean, seriously, I don't know what else to say. It's just, I'm just... But Joe, are you getting fondled, Joe? Who has what, you should start? You should start a hashtag campaign called "Why Not Me."
Why not Joe?
Why not Joe? No. Just why not me? People that would welcome being sexually harassed. That just don't seem to get the pleasure of engaging in such sparring activities like Joe. Why not me?
Like
and then see and
another
see
piece of cake.
And see why not me can also apply to flashers showing up at your front door because you feel left out. You don't get naked people running into your apartment.
No.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Hashtag why not me. That is our next show title. Write it down. Hashtag why not me.
Are we going to actually spell out hashtag? Or
no,
is
just
it
hashtag.
You?
Just the hashtag. Just the pound sign. The pound sign. Whatever the hell it is. So Joe's gonna fondle a piece of cake and write down our next show title. So why not me? Why not me? Why not me? Yeah, poor Joe. But I don't get flashers either. We'll get you a flasher sooner or later. I always think your birthday is in December. If I'd remembered your birthday, I might have hired a strippergram for you today, given that it's Monday. A strippergram. Oh, there we go.
Now, how does that work, though, if there's no doorbell or buzzer?
That's a good question. Maybe you should put in a buzzer so you can get the strippers.
I can't.
No.
Those radio controlled buzzers.
Oh, it's too far.
It's too far.
Too far, yeah.
If they have made repeaters. Repeater transmitters.
They have you like in the broom closet all the way in the back. Can't you just run the damn wire on the outside of the building?
Oh God. No, I'm not running any more wires.
No more wires? Okay.
I can't run it because I'm in such a I could run it in the hallway, but if
what about exterior, like outside?
No, oh no.
Because
the front of the building is clover, and they redid their place, and they would notice the wire.
Oh, well, fuck them. Fuck clover. And fuck these carjackings. What the hell? What the hell is going on with these fucking carjackings?
Anthony, when I texted you earlier in the day, it was within 20 minutes, there were two hijackings within the Lincoln Park area.
Wow.
Probably within a half a mile of each other. And just yesterday there was a carjacking that involved two young infants in the car.
Ooh. Oh, I saw that one.
So it's like, folks, if you have children, please make sure that you have your children with you at all times, or you've locked the door, or there's an adult in the car.
Or you just don't leave the car running with the keys in the ignition.
Yeah.
That's generally the most bonehead thing to do. So, we're coming up on your news.
We are.
So, why don't you give that wheel a good spin there?
Ooh.
One day I'll find a new wheel. One day. At the thrift shop, maybe. Or the flea market. The apocalyptic flea market.
The Mad Max.
Mad Max flea market, yeah. I like that place. All right. So here's our crazy news story. Well, not a crazy, just random news story.
Random winning news link.
Random winning news link. I don't know about you, but I completely welcome automated cars. However,
I do too.
There's going to be a time frame in which manually driven cars are still popular, so human error will still be a factor. Las Vegas's first driverless shuttle hit the streets on Wednesday and was promptly hit by a truck. The shuttle was performing a test ride with passengers downtown when it was grazed by a delivery truck around noon, the city said. The human driver of the truck, who was backing out at the time, was cited by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department for the crash. The city said that the shuttle did what it was supposed to do, in that its sensors registered the truck and the shuttle stopped to avoid the accident. Unfortunately, the delivery truck did not stop and grazed the front fender of the shuttle. Had the truck had the same sensing equipment, it would have stopped, preventing the collision. A passenger on board the vehicle confirmed that the shuttle did stop, but in the path of the truck. Fortunately, unfortunately, no humans were injured in the crash. The shuttle is touted by Las Vegas as the country's first autonomous shuttle that's able to communicate with traffic lights and surrounding smart infrastructure, and apparently get hit by a vehicle in less than like a few hours of being in service.
Yeah.
So that is your random news, and now.
And now
it's for Joe's for news. How's the news, Joe?
I am so
stressed out.
Daddy's always stressed out.
Hey, folks, I just want to take note to say that the following story, while it may seem cutesy and twisty and all that such, I myself am not a fan of Airbnb, only because of what it does to the city. It forces people out of their community. It puts them in, it puts them in situations where the market all of a sudden says your rent is now triple what you pay.
That's true.
Wrong.
It does fuck things up.
I don't like that.
No, that's not good. No bueno.
But with that said, from our friend Ben Hooper, November 3rd, Lego announced it's teaming up with Boo Airbnb to offer a special stay in Denmark's Lego House attraction for a night of building.
Ooh.
The toy manufacturer and the accommodation finding app announced a family of 2 to 4 people will be given the chance to spend the night building at the newly opened attraction in Billund by answering an essay question. If you and your family had an infinite supply of Lego bricks, what would you build?
The world's largest dildo.
Ooh, that would be a very, 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 very tearing dildo.
Probably.
Lego said the winners will receive help from Lego master builder Jamie Berard to make the subject of their essay into reality using the Lego's house's 25 million bricks. That's a lot of bricks.
That is a lot of bricks.
The company stressed the winning group will have to follow some house rules. Okay, these are the rules. And okay, I love this. Play is mandatory. Love it. Play is mandatory. Adults are advised to wear Lego-proofed slippers at all times.
Oh, I'm not surprised with that.
If there's anything you miss in your bedroom, feel free to build it yourself. So if I have a glory hole thing, I can build it.
Or the world's biggest dildo.
Yeah. The bed is so comfy, you might need a brick separator in the morning. If 25 million bricks aren't enough, a real Lego molding machine is installed in the lobby.
Oh
my God.
That.
Make your own brick. I want a unicorn brick.
I do that every morning after my cup of coffee.
We know you're looking for that one rare brick, but please refrain from diving into the Lego pool.
Ooh, that would be uncomfortable.
It is. No. No night at the Lego house would be complete without brick fast in bed.
That scares me.
Mm-hmm. State-of-the-art home security, just throw some bricks on the floor before leaving, yes. Unfortunately, insurance-wise, if they trip, fall, and break themselves, you're probably going to be held liable.
God bless America.
Yes. So Airbnb is all about helping expensive people find magical and unforgettable travel experiences. What could be more magical than having brand new Lego house to all yourself for the night? This really is a dream come true for any family with a passion for Lego. And I doubt there will be much sleeping as there is so much to enjoy in this incredible space, said Mr. James McClure, Airbnb's general manager for the United Kingdom and Nordics.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Let's move on to some Fiddles McGinty. Okay.
He always comes out when there's like a crazy story or a stupid story.
Clearly, just, yes.
Like,
oh yes, I read like, about this one. This is quite amazing.
You know, sometimes you just have to wonder, like, what goes on in someone's mind. I mean, we've had stories in the recent past where somebody has stolen, say, like an iPad and then gone, like, off into the alley and masturbated. So you go and you commit a crime, and then instead of just, like, running away, you run maybe, 50 feet and you masturbate. And then you get caught for masturbating. How stupid are you? Well, this guy, according to Melissa Espiana from WGN-TV, a Chicago 19-year-old man shot himself in the penis after police said he committed an armed robbery in the city's West Pullman neighborhood. Police said two victims were robbed at gunpoint on the 700 block of West 116th Place around 8 a.m. on Tuesday.
Oh, goodness.
8 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
At the dawn of crack afterwards. Wow.
The dawn of
the
crack.
The suspect took the victim's phones, wallets, and cash. The offender then fled the scene and shot himself.
Oh, goodness.
So apparently he was found because they said the man was taken to Christ Hospital in serious condition.
Well, yeah.
Where police said he was
off.
Also taken into custody. Charges are pending. Penis is not.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I had some wine coming out of my nose on that one.
Ooh, I saw that. I was like, yeah. Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I hope
you muted yourself somehow.
I did.
I still heard you.
I did. No, you'll always hear me, even if I mute. But no, that's fine. I was taking a drink of wine, and I kind of had a cough at the same time, and it wasn't very pretty. And then you said something funny, and then it happened again. All right.
Finish McGinty.
Well, we moved on.
No. Ad lib.
Oh.
Until we hear music.
Okay, ad lib.
So, you know, lottery stories. You know, it's weird. It's like, where do these $100,000 winners just pop up? And they seem to be clustered in the South. We're in just other places other than large metropolitan areas, I've noticed.
I should play the lottery more.
I should, well, you know, if we put a deed on it towards the studios, I should give you money so you can play it too, and we can build a nice, beautiful studio. We can commission that artist to build us a nice studio.
Maybe. I don't know if he builds studios.
Well, he could decorate the studio, though.
Maybe. That's a possibility.
Anyways.
Let's talk about this lottery ticket.
Yes. So, hi, Ben. Ben Hooper. A South Carolina man, according to Ben Hooper UPI, who won a $100,000 lottery prize, said the jackpot nearly ended up permanently unclaimed when he almost tossed the ticket in the trash.
Wow.
The Columbia man told South Carolina Education Lottery officials he was throwing out a stack of old lottery tickets that he believed to be losers when one of the tickets, a Palmetto Cash 5 ticket, caught his eye.
Wow.
The man said he didn't remember checking the ticket, so he decided to give it a further check and discovered it matched all five numbers from the October 13th drawing. 6, 9, 33, 35, 37. The winner said the ticket was among a stack of losers in a plastic bag in his truck. I still don't believe it. The man said he started storing the tickets in his truck because he was afraid his wife would be the one to throw out a winner.
And he almost did it. That's funny.
Yeah, he almost did. Yeah, so I used to keep my tickets on the dresser, but when my wife would clean, she'd throw them away. Well, see, so you know what? Human, man. We're all human.
That's how it works.
And that's it for my news.
That's
back
it for
to you,
news?
Anthony.
Is that it for your news? All right.
That is it for my news.
All right.
Isn't that awesome?
Hey, I never put anything in this section. Interesting. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air, spelled with an E, galactic outer space something-something streaming experience? You can give us a call. 813-327-8566. You can also visit us at www.chiampa.info, but definitely 813-327-8566. And we're going to go jump to a quick little commercial break. We will be back in 4 minutes.
Yay!
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Part of a complete breakfast for the whole family.
Try those golden grains and have a golden day.
Hi, Betty here, your Chiampa Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Chiampa Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics. I am ready. I am ready for telephonics. For telephonics. I love telephones. I love telephonics. I love telephonics. I love telephonics.
Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Currently, we have 83,565,382.9 calls. Estimated wait time is 35 years. If you would like to have us call you when an operator becomes available, press 1. If not, please continue to hold.
This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod. From Incompetech, Incompetech.com.
Ugh, Betty here. I was recently transferred to the Fisher-Price Disney Hybrid Garbage Pail Action Adventure. Display cases at Kmart and I hate it. The blue light special cart is never around and the only customers I get are these weird stinky people that always try to haggle prices when they don't realize we don't haggle prices. You accept the price or move on, jeez. Anyway. Make your commute more commutable by listening to me, Betty, on weekday rush hour. But for now, just realize I really control everything around here. So, go grab your bongs, bitches. I have more content coming up for you.
Doobie.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's crazy Florida news.
Sure is.
Anyway, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, because according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like World Congress Day National Indian Pudding Day, and it's Joe's birthday. So, in honor of Joe, Will you kindly go grab your bongs and throw away your little pudding cup so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida news? Take it away, Anthony.
What's Indian pudding?
Thanks,
Betty.
Thank you, Betty. Anthony. Today's your tune. Cheyenne Radio.
Cheyenne Radio.
Stop, Betty.
What's Indian pudding?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's in little cups and it sounds like it's good.
Should we do a Google search on that?
We could. Let's do National Indian Pudding Day and see what it puts up.
What is Indian pudding?
National Indian Pudding Day. It's observed each year on November 13th. Oh, it's always on my birthday. That's interesting.
You are Indian pudding.
So the day honors a cold weather classic, which is traditional New England dessert, Indian pudding. It was in 17th century that English colonists brought hasty pudding to North America and completely transformed it. Although it was initially made with wheat, they substituted cornmeal due to the shortage of the grain at the time. The colonists had learned how to cultivate maize, corn, from the indigenous peoples.
Ow.
So Indian pudding was derived from their name for cornmeal, Indian meal.
Interesting.
Milk was substituted for water, and they added either molasses or maple syrup, along with cinnamon, ground sugar, butter, eggs, raisins, and nuts. This sounds really good. It's making me hungry. Indian pudding is then slowly baked, for several hours, transforming its texture from the original porridge-like quality of hasty pudding to a much smoother texture, which is more typical of custard. Ooh, that sounds really good. I like that.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah. That's nice that it's always on my birthday. Nice to know. Ooh. That's beautiful.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem. Unfortunately, my birthday's not always going to be on a Monday.
Well, that sucks. We'll just have to schedule around it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on here.
Yeah, you have some news, don't you?
Yep. Let's get the database first.
Ooh. This sounds like a fun story. It's a little bit of a motif I see we got going on tonight, too.
Yeah. All right, so...
I like motifs.
Motifs. Lawnmower
and
Man.
If you have a motif of your own that you have about us or anything, give us a call to studios at 813-327-8566.
Yep. 813-327-8566. All right, so our first story tonight. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat. ABC.
Yeah,
it's kind of been there all day. Allergies. Allergies.
Yeah.
So ABC Action News brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. It sounds strangely familiar to last week's Florida lifestyle winner. The woman who was allegedly riding her horse drunk on a highway. Except this week it's a man, and it's not a horse, it's a lawnmower. 56-year-old Kenneth was using his riding lawnmower, minding his own business, not being a bother to anyone, until Port St. Lucie police spotted him driving his riding mower, erratically, on an access road, carrying a case of beer.
Oopsie
boopsie is right. The officer stopped Kenneth and could smell a strong odor of alcohol emitting from him. Just emitting from him, not necessarily from his breath, the whole thing. The whole thing, he just smelled pickled.
He was having a good old time.
Yep, and get this one.
Is that?
How about this one? The officer conducted a DUI investigation, and police say that Kenneth's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit, lighting up breathalyzers from here to Topeka, Kansas.
Ooh, only halfway to the coast across the country. Huh.
Yeah, he would have to have been six times to go that far.
Wow.
It's a long distance to go, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if you can be six times the alcohol limit. That's a
but
lot.
You know,
that's
it's
pretty
like
deadly.
Riding a lawnmower carrying beer on an access road and you're drunk. I mean,
not
come
a good
on.
Idea, but that's the Florida lifestyle.
Well, now let me ask you this question, though. I don't know if you can answer it,
maybe.
But what if you were drunk but you were on your property? Could you still be charged with a DUI if an officer saw you?
No, not if you were on your own property.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Yep.
But as long as you're not
as soon
on
as
a
you cross
road,
onto the street, then,
as soon as you cross
then,
onto the street, then it's a whole different story.
Oh, okay.
But if you're on your property drunk and the police witnessed you just entering your property drunk while in a vehicle, they can still arrest you for DUI because you were driving. See how that goes. Yeah.
But if they're driving by and you've already been on your property and you're drunk and you're just.
If they don't know that if you're just doing donuts in your front yard, just as long as you're not as long as you're not on a public thoroughfare or endangering anyone, then I think you're all right. But I think doing donuts in your little dicky truck in the front yard will probably be endangering somebody. All right.
Or maybe you have like an asphalt front yard, like the whole thing is asphalt.
Ooh, that just sounds painful in the summertime, like a giant parking lot. All right, so the Sebastian Daily brings us our next crazy Florida news story about another lawnmower.
Ooh,
but this time, things got a lot more violent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hold on.
Bingley, bangley, bingley, bang.
Ooh, I needed that. The Sebastian Daily brings us our... Oh, wait, no. A man was mowing his yard when his neighbor, identified as 54-year-old Jeffrey, began yelling at him, "Do not get grass clippings in his yard. Stay out of my yard." The two began to argue before the victim decided to just ignore the asshole and continue mowing his lawn. Seconds later, Jeffrey smacked the victim in the face with a wooden rake. The victim jumped off of his mower, and the two men got into a physical altercation, which lasted a few seconds. The victim said he punched Jeffrey in self-defense, to which Jeffrey took off running into his home. Yeah, I know, right? Be a big badass, smack someone with a rake, and run off. The police were contacted. Jeffrey told deputy that he mows his yard with a push mower and a bag so that it collects the cut grass. However, Jeffrey is mad that his neighbor doesn't use a bag for his riding lawnmower, and he blows grass into his yard, and he's just tired of that.
Well, yeah. You know what, though? I have to admit, I am kind of tired of the people that use the blowers, the leaf blowers.
The leaf blowers. That's
the sidewalks.
That's the state bird here.
And they blow the damn leaves into the street, and then the damn drains can't drain properly because everything's all clogged up.
Yeah, and they're not supposed to do that here. They're not supposed to blow any yard clippings into the street, but everyone fucking does it. But so far, our culverts have been fine.
I know some landscaping companies do use blowers, but they blow it into piles, and then they clean it up. They have like a vacuum device that sucks into a bag. No, but it's still pretty decent, you know. It's taking care not to be an asshole about it.
I know. I agree. I don't like it when grass clippings are one thing because it doesn't. But it's like when we get the leaves falling all over the place and bucking things up. Whenever it blows the leaves, that's when it creates problems. But
it's annoying hearing the blowers all day long.
So. Jeffrey said that he confronted his neighbor, had an argument, and then him striking the victim because the victim tried to run him over with his riding lawnmower. However, an eyewitness claims that never happened. Jeffrey was arrested on a charge of battery and transported to the Indian River County Jail for booking. So, so. All right, let's go to the next one. What's happening over there? Oh my goodness, that sounds horrid. Horrid, I say.
What?
I don't know, it was just a little terrible.
Sexy.
Oh my goodness, that sounds almost disturbing. I expect to look up to one of the monitors and see a clown holding a balloon. Something like that. Oh boy. Someone's having a good old time over there at the Chicago studio.
So what's up with this story?
This story is our final story of the night, and obviously a naked Florida story. The Sebastian Daily brings us our final and less clothed Florida news story of the night about a man with a pickup, some lube, and a drink.
Lube.
Thomas, 19, was driving a black Toyota Tundra pickup truck when he saw the most beautiful woman at a cell phone repair shop. Thomas was so enthralled by this woman that he followed her mail truck into a mobile home park. Thomas wanted to show his interest in the pretty lady, so he drove up to the victim and began polishing his bowl. Thomas then drove past her, made a U-turn, and traveled by her a second time. Yep, the poor victim said she observed him exposing his junk through the window, according to the report.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but the victim was smart. She wrote down the license plate and went to one of the mobile homes that she was delivering mail and called the police.
Why can't I ever get one of these things?
Yeah, see, that's why I said that needs to be your tagline. Why not me? Why not me? Hashtag why not me. See, you shit. Don't get these. You would love for someone to drive by.
See, I have a new fancy apartment building going up next to me.
Okay.
And it's going to have fancy people in there. You know, those fancy people got some psychotic issues, and one of them might be...
The fancy people have psychotic... Is this a known fact? Fancy people have psychotic issues.
Well, I think they're... Because, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. We'll go with that.
So, he was exposing.
Yeah, he was exposing. So the deputies went to his home after tracing the plate number. He admitted that he had followed the mail carrier from the cell phone repair store to the mobile home park because he thought she was attractive, according to the report. Thomas stated that he was passing the victim in the mobile park, rolled down his window, and exposed his junk to her. But he denies playing with that junk, according to deputies. He was arrested on a charge of exposure of sexual naughty bits and transported to the Indian River County Jail. Oh, wait.
Aww.
Oh, look, he could, you know what? He should hook up with Lawnmower Man. Him and Lawnmower Man, you might get along pretty well. You know, they're all. It's a shame that the first one wasn't in. I didn't realize that both were in the Indian River County Jail. How about that? They might be friends. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Wow.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we start the plethora discussion segment, give us a call at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this, or that. Hold on.
Here it comes. Woohoo.
The plethora. Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
So, right. My lighter is about ready to die. I think I need to go take another 7-Eleven trip, and that's going to be exciting.
That means I could get
another dessert.
So you didn't like the birthday cake cookies?
Oh, huh? God, no. God, folks, I used to love the birthday cake complete cookie by Lenny and Larry. Mm-hmm. But that cookie, that particular flavor, it's got a very like chemically aftertaste.
I've started noticing like certain things.
It tastes soapy.
Yeah, there's certain things I've eaten, like baked goods, that used to taste good, and then all of a sudden, like, shortly, you know, sometimes they start to taste like you're drinking a vat of PCBs or something.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate.
That's what happens, though. That's what happens.
It's time for Two for Monday, and I kind of left living with mental illness up there because I think... It's a constant need to be reminded that, you know, we laugh about it, and a lot of times I make a lot of silly jokes, and I laugh, and I make noises, and I have a little bit of this and a little bit of that going on in my head once in a while.
Yeah.
I won't deny it.
No.
You know.
We know you crazy, that's why you do this radio show.
Right. And I love this next one because pancakes, man. Oh God, I had some delicious pancakes today.
Right, that's all you're giving mental illness. That's all you're just like 10 seconds. That's it.
Yes.
That's what you give mental illness. Okay,
yes.
Fine, fair enough. Let's go to the pancakes. Jesus. So today, your pancake experience, while throwing mental health awareness underneath the bus, tell us about your pancake experience.
If you're in the Chicago area, you have got to go to Johnny's Snack Shop. It's located, it's located on Halstead and Randolph.
What is the probability of getting shot there?
No, you know,
inquiring minds want to know.
Much lower.
Because, you know, normally I'm like, I would be fine, but I kind of am now second guessing going to the city for a vacation because it seems like this shit is straight. What, Rogers Park? We had Gold Coast. There was, what, some shit up in Lakeview at some point? I mean, this shit is just all over the damn place. Fuck that shit.
My neighborhood has been pretty calm and quiet so far.
So far. That's just because they haven't gotten you yet. They're getting everyone else first. Jesus.
So, well, if you're here, you know, we can put some cots in the living room. We can move things in position things properly. We can give you a 2.5 star experience.
A 2.5 star? Is that a Airbnb 2.5 star? Or is that a... wow.
So, but these pancakes at Johnny's Snack Shop. Chocolate inside, chocolate chips inside, and strawberries on top, and they didn't skimp on anything, and they were huge pancakes. Mm. And they've changed their batter, so kudos to them for improving, because a lot of places have been skimping, and I won't go back to those places.
And it's a shame.
Yeah,
it's a shame because I've seen it happen to restaurants where you'll go to a place for years, and it'll be some of the best food you've ever had. And then one day, they start switching the shit out for some frozen shit or some cheaper shit or some ridiculous shit. And then it's just kind of like,
well,
what the
I'm
hell?
Sorry to say this, into but an beef automat. And brandy. Beef and
no,
brandy.
No, not beef and brandy.
I won't go back there.
That's a shame.
The last time I was there, it was like I'd sent my eggs back because they were gross.
Oh, God.
They were cold. They were cold and extra greasy. Now, I get it that you're a diner and, you know, maybe some of your shit is powdered and I get all that. But, you know, your eggs should be pretty on par, decent and hot.
But were they scrambled eggs, over easy, over sleazy?
They were. I asked for over medium.
Okay. Wow.
You know, and if they had overdone it, I would have been okay with that, too. If I'd asked for sunny side up eggs, I could expect that to be a little bit more runny. And I would have been in the mood for that. Now, their powdered eggs with the scrambled eggs are disgusting.
Really?
Yeah,
powdered eggs,
just,
huh?
The last time I was there, it was just... I left immediately, and my stomach started feeling upset. And that's unfortunate.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's like immediately.
No, not at all. Do you have a food gastronomy experience to tell us about, good or bad? 813-327-8566. We'll talk to you about it because that's what we do. We're in the plethora segment. We're basically counting down the clock for the ugly lights. We've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds until they start kicking us out.
I have a few things to talk about in Joe Wisdom's Corner.
Okay, does the silence thing mean I need to mute the background music, or we just leave the background music
No, it's
going?
Just that I'm going to be silent for a minute because it's part of the repertoire.
Oh, I see. This is like a French artsy thing. Yeah. Okay, I will mute myself then and eat some of my Pringles over here while you perform.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here, and you're in the Joe Wisdom Corner here on Shyamper Radio. My check engine light came on the other day. I tapped the dashboard a couple of times, and it finally went out. Then the other day I was taking the bus, and noticed the world was flat.
Ooh, and somebody is calling. Wow. That didn't take long. It sounds like it's Ezel. Hey Ezel, how's it going? Well, Joe is telling us about his experience on the bus the other day. It was very artsy. I was really just kind of drinking wine and eating Pringles. I really wasn't paying attention. And then the phone rang. So.
it's always fun on the bus, man. Are you swinging
the bus
away
is,
on
the bus
GTA,
is the best thing
man.
In the world.
I love it.
I do miss the bus.
I love it.
I do
but
miss
it. But I got to tell you guys, because I know you're going to get the ugly lights pretty soon.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, man, I cannot believe it from Florida pretty soon.
Oh yeah,
you're out of here.
You're gonna make the trek down again, Ezel?
Yeah, because I gotta get out of here. What happened was, I was in the bunker with Boo Boo Brown.
Boo Brown, looking like the same people.
You know, we were relaxing, you know. We were getting good, relaxed. And all of a sudden, you know, we brought the bees in there, you know, because it got cold out. All of a sudden, it looked like a million raisin nuts were on the wall.
Oh, boy. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. The bees turned into clay bees, man.
No I'm way.
They look like raisinets.
They look like little raisinets, huh? Wow.
They're like little raisinets, and they're freaking us out, man. And you know what? They're getting nasty and shit. It's like they want to take over the goddamn bunker, man. Well, so I said, that's it. I'm done with done this with the shit. Bees I'm going today. To Florida.
Yeah, you should come down to Florida.
I'm coming down and living the Florida lifestyle.
There you go, Ezel.
Uh-oh, they're coming out of the walls again.
Uh-oh, here come the bees.
Oh, man, I got to get out of here.
All right, Ezel. Be safe, Ezel. Get a can. We'll send you a can of Raid.
Damn.
Wow. Wow. All right, yeah, and the ugly lights have come on. Poor Ezel. Well, hopefully Ezel will make it safely down here and we'll get to see him again for a shot. It'll be wonderful. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and unfortunately we'll have another Joe Wisdom to talk about next week. And I'd actually like to get myself some pancakes. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, hey, yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shy Upper Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net and other little splatterings from this and that. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays something. She does play something. It is totally some random shit, let me tell you. I don't know where she gets this. There was like a 2-minute segment in like, I don't know, Swedish or something.
I remember that.
And it was funny because you could tell it was a radio program because it had music, and I think it even had advertisement in it and everything, but it was like all in Swedish. You can make, she plays programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody, be sure you tune into your own favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, Shiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Show past shows, our Facebook and Twitter links, and see our most current broadcast schedule there.
There you go. See, wasn't that much shorter. That was a little bit.
That was a little weird.
It was a little bit, but it was a little bit fresher, a little bit cleaner. It's kind of
yes. Well, and I don't know if you noticed, but I cleaned up the.
I noticed.
Too.
Thank you. You did.
Yes.
You did. Yes. I just thought we were being a little repetitive on things at that point. And it gives us more talk time because it's really about us. That's really what it boils down to.
Yes.
Or whatever illusion that we have of us. Episode number 11, binary number 4.
Binary
number 4. Have you ever looked that
one,
up?
One,
Did
one.
You look that up? Did you look
nope.
it up? What is what? Google, what is 111 in binary? And I'll do
I
the closing quote. Jesus. What is.
I'm too lazy right now.
What is 111 in decimal?
I'll write it in my notes.
Apparently it's 7. I'm totally off. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at cheyampa.info. I think it's wrong. Don't beat your meat at the mail lady after you shoot yourself in the cock while having an argument with your neighbor about the grass while wearing your pancake dress. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for erotic.
Oopsie poopsie.
We never did an oopsie poopsie moment.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.